High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Up with the Tiger Gym, Hastings getting set to take on Northwest tonight at a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings girls coach Greg Mays. And coach, you're sitting at 7-6 on the season. You won five out of your last six ball games. This team all of a sudden on a roll.
Yeah, we're playing better, and we feel like we've been going forward all year. You know, some of it, though, is who we're playing. You know, we're still beating the teams that are struggling and losing the teams that aren't struggling. And so, you know, we said the nice thing about the rest of the schedule is we've got some chances to prove we belong with those other teams, you know, who maybe have more wins than us right now. Tonight's definitely an example of that. That's a big win. It could be a season-changing win. You get a win like this, all of a sudden, you know, you got an outside chance to host a district game instead of fighting to just get in one. You know, getting wins like this make a difference. So we'll see what we can do.
What do you like about your team as of late?
I like about everything, but, you know, basketball-wise, probably the best thing we're doing is playing with a lot more confidence in Lauren Henricks inside. You know, she's been steadily improving, but I'm not sure our confidence in her was steadily improving. Then the last couple games, you know, we're going to her with the ball in more and more situations, which not only frees her up to score, but makes other things happen. Because, you know, what I've told the girls all year is she's a pretty decent passer, too, for a big girl. And so when we can run a little bit more of our offense through her, we're a better team.
Other night, you got up to a good start against Grand Island, had a good-sized lead at halftime, and then kind of had to hang on in the second half, but I thought played pretty well against GI.
Yeah, we did, and even though we were hanging on the second half, I was impressed with the way we did it, because you could see a little bit the difference in Class A and B schedules there. When they decided to be physical, it was extremely physical, and we've wilted a couple times on that this year. You know, Kearney Catholic got after us physically when they were in a dire situation. We turned the ball over a bunch and they won. Grand Island was in a dire situation. They started gambling and being physical and playing, we don't care if we foul you, basketball. And for the most part, we took care of the ball and continued to be very workmanlike and won the game.
Daisy Seeley, a solid ball game against Grand Island.
Yeah, and she's starting to be healthy. You know, she's been fighting that virus that I'm sure a lot of people listening on the radio have been fighting. You know, it's been a long time back, and she's soldiered through it, but she hasn't quite been the complete Daisy package, but we think we're getting back there. She made some great decisions. She's been a great leader for us. She gets us in the right things offensively and defensively, and then the other night, she hit a couple shots, and she got to the hoop, and, you know, that's kind of the whole Daisy package. We need that.
Mackenzie Long, also in a double figure, scored 15.
Yeah, you know, Mac, she likes to score. You know, I've said before, my favorite thing about Mac is she's greedy. You know, she sees points sitting out there, and she's like, those might as well be mine, you know. And she's still struggled here or there to finish. You know, she's a sophomore, and she's 5'6", and, you know, but she can shoot. She's got some great range, and she just attacks when sometimes girls think, oh, she's not going to attack. And so, you know, she's been putting about 10 points on the board for us every night, and we need that to start being more of a 15.
Then what about defensively? I thought you guys played a solid ball game on that side of the ball too.
Yeah, we sure did. You know, especially early, they struggled shooting, and you got to take advantage of that by rebounding well and completing the defensive session. I thought we did that. That was a lot of part of why we built up that lead, is because they were one shot and done. Whereas, you know, if they'd have been missing those shots but getting a third of them in offensive rebounds, and then instead of being 20-2, it's 20-12, and we might have been more in trouble in the second half. So I was really proud of them that way. They played to the plan, and they rebounded well. Now, like we were saying earlier, we got to have a little more complicated plan tonight because Northwest has got some real offensive weapons.
The Vikings come in 12-3 on the season. I think they're number four this week in the Lincoln paper. So this will be a solid team tonight.
Exactly. It's exactly the kind of game we want to win. So to have a home game like this right now, you know, you couldn't pick it better. We had a great practice this week. We tweaked our defensive plan a little bit. The brown girl kind of makes them go. And so we're doing a couple things a little different on her, changing our rules a little bit. We think we're kind of doing it a little different than some other teams have. We're going to not only change the way we play her, we're going to kind of mess with how we play everybody else to give more help on Brown. So we'll see how that goes. I'll either be a genius or I'll be in the outhouse by the end of the first quarter, but we'll see.
Yeah, Brown, she's the real deal. 18 points, about 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals per ball game. Like I said, Northwest will go as long as she can get going.
Yeah, I mean, all she can do is drive right-handed, left-handed, shoot from long range, and pull up jumper and play 32 minutes a game without being tired. So, I mean, you know, it's a very simple game when you can do those kind of things. So, normally we would probably not game plan so tough for a district team during the regular season. Normally we might have backed off, but the new goofy district system makes this game every bit as important as a sub-district game. It counts the same points. So we'll take a shot with a little complicated defensive plan tonight and see if we can get an upset.
Brown will drive the ball to the basket a lot, which means she goes to the free throw line a lot. First of all, how do you take away the drive? What are you telling the girls how we do that?
Well, number one, we're going to play Dacey on her a lot, and Dacey's the kind of athlete who can play her. You know, that's number one. And number two, we've said, hey, with our help, we can't foul this girl. You know, and honestly, she'll take some tough shots, and we're going to help, and we're going to be straight up, and we're not going to foul on tough shots, and we're going to see if they bounce in. You know, I'd much rather have her taking those tough ones leaning than I would shooting free throws. So we're going to maybe try to make her make some tough shots and play cat and mouse with the help a little bit more than just rushing to her like she's absolutely going to make it if we don't foul her.
Yeah, like we said, a lot of the offense will go through her, but what else they got out there? What do we expect?
Well, they've got some other people who play pretty well. The Hauser girl, who's in her second year over there after transferring from senior high, is a big, strong rebounder who can also shoot the three. And she's added to her game this year. If you close out on her too crazy, she can put it on the floor decent. So she's kind of turned herself into an all-around ball player. And then they've got the Suttles girl, junior, who's really kind of a true point guard, just a great compliment to Brown. And Brown wouldn't be able to play 32 minutes a game if she also had to carry all the ball handling chores, but she doesn't have to because of Suttles. Suttles really does a lot of great full court point guard things. You know, we call him a space ghost, somebody who might go coast to coast on you at any time. You know, she'll take it. If she happens to end up with a rebound, her first thought is layup. And so you got to get her under control. So, you know, it's a complicated math problem to guard these girls.
How do we attack this team tonight? How do we pull the upset?
Well, offensively, we got to play with confidence. And that was kind of our theme yesterday, offensively. We were going through our sets, going through everything we have, and just talking about all the good things we've done with these, because we need to play with some confidence. This is a team we're not going to beat without 46, 48, 49 points. You know, we can't go out and put up a 37 and beat them. And so we've got to get up to that close to that 50-point game, so we got to play with some confidence offensively. We feel like we're going to have to run some different things at them and vary the offense a little bit. And then defensively, we're just going to have to be super solid with our plan. And I have confidence in these girls that they're ready to execute something like that.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Greg Mays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and fourth-ranked Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High as Hastings gets ready to take on the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. I'm Mike Well and call the play-by-play for you tonight. The girls' game is up first. Hastings with a big task here tonight. The Tigers come in a record of 7 wins and 6 losses on the season. Tigers taking on the Vikings tonight. They are 12-3. Northwest, the defending Class B state champions. They are ranked number 4 this week in the Lincoln Journal Star. Northwest has lost 3 games this year, 1 to undefeated and number 1 ranked Crete. 47-28. They lost to Crete again in the Doan Holiday Basketball Tournament, 45-31. Their other loss was to York, losing to the Dukes, 47-43. Northwest coming off of 2 wins over the other 2 Hastings teams. They beat Hastings St. Cecilia, 55-50. And in their last game, knocked off Adams Central in overtime by the score of 58-54. Hastings High, Tigers have been on a run as of late. Hastings has won 5 out of their last 6 games. The Tigers are sitting at 7-6 on the season as they come into the ball game here tonight. The only loss during this little streak was a loss last week to Elkhorn, 49-36. Tuesday night, they were at home and knocked off Grand Island, winning by the score of 44-33. Hastings High got out to a 27-13 lead by halftime and then kind of had to hang on down the stretch. But the Tigers knocking off Class A opponent Grand Island on Tuesday night. Stacey Seeley had a big ball game, 18 points. Mackenzie Long scored 15. The Tiger defense forced 9 turnovers in the first half of play and held Grand Island only 4 out of 20 from the field. And Hastings High picking up a big win on Tuesday over Grand Island by 11. 44-33, but I think taking a step up in competition here tonight. And obviously the big focus on defense is going to be Whitney Brown for Northwest. He's a great basketball player. Whitney Brown is averaging 18.2 points per ball game. She's grabbing 4.7 rebounds per game, 3.1 assists per contest, and 1.9 steals. Whitney Brown hitting 41% of her field goal trying so far this year, and 27% from three-point territory. Head coach Greg Mays talked about it during the pregame, so the key tonight is keeping Whitney Brown out of the lane and keep her off of the free throw line. She throws up a lot of free throws, and she gets to the rim quite easily, and Whitney Brown will be the cog that makes the wheel roll, so to speak, for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. They've got another girl in double figures as far as scoring is concerned. That's Lauren Hauser. She came over from Grand Island Senior High a couple of years ago, and Hauser is averaging 10.4 points and 6.6 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings, the number 4-ranked team in Class B this week. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Craig Melvin of Powerhouse Motors and Sports. I would like to thank my many loyal customers for their business over the past years. We're still at the same location at 2850 Osborne Drive East under a new name and new ownership. We are an authorized AC Delco Genuine GM Parts Service Repair Facility offering complete automotive and light truck repair and service. We are also Nebraska's newest Polaris dealer offering sales and service for all your off-road vehicle needs with a large selection of parts and accessories. Stop in today or visit powerhousehastings.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High as we again set for a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. Should be an entertaining night. Hastings High getting set to take on Grand Island Northwest. The girls' game is up first. We'll get to the starting lineups. Are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, it'll be Whitney Brown, a 5'8" senior. Whitney Brown averaging 18.2 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Claire Kasperson is a 6-foot junior. Kasperson is averaging 7.3 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. Lauren Hauser is a 5'10" senior. Hauser is averaging 10.4 points and 6.6 rebounds per game. She's hitting 55% of her field goal tries so far this year and 45% from three-point territory. Hauser hitting 84% from the free throw line. Shanae Suttles is a 5'7" junior. Suttles is averaging 7.7 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. She's dishing out 2.4 assists per contest. And then to Skyly Nelson is a 5'9" senior. Nelson is averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. Russ Moore is the head coach of the defending Class B state champion Northwest Vikings. Hastings High will go this way tonight. K.K. Laus, a 5'1" sophomore. K.K. is averaging 5.7 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. J.C. Seeley, a 5'8" junior. Seeley is averaging 8.5 points and 6.8 rebounds per game. Scored 18 the other night against Grand Island. Mackenzie Long is a 5'7" sophomore. Long is averaging 10.4 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Daylene Henriks is a 5'7" senior. Henriks is averaging 2.4 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Lauren Henriks is the other starter. Lauren Henriks, a 6-foot junior, averaging 6.5 points and 7.2 rebounds per ball game. Their starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Hastings High. The Tigers are going to be in their white uniforms tonight with their orange and black trim. The Vikings will be in their black uniforms with their gold trim here tonight. Hastings with the opening possession. Tigers have the ball. Henriks has got it. It's going to be a man-to-man defense for Northwest to start off the ball game. Lauren Henriks with the ball. Gets it outside to Daylene Henriks. Now to Seeley. Free throw line extended right side. Lobs it out here to Henriks. Comes across the top to K.K. Lounce. Over here on the left side to Mackenzie Long. Long bounce pass right at the elbow. That's Lauren Henriks with the ball. Out to K.K. for three. Shot good. K.K. Lounce throws up the three-pointer, and Hastings High grabs the lead here over GI Northwest. 3-0 is the score. There's a pass inside to Kasperson. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Hastings High comes out of the ball. Or comes down with the ball. Henriks has got it. She loses control of it. Turnover on Hastings High. Down the near sideline. Here come the Vikings. Suttles has got the ball. Suttles comes out here to Nelson. She comes across the top down to Lauren Hauser. Dribbles once. Brings it back out on the wing to Nelson. Nelson out on top to Whitney Brown. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot good. Claire Kasperson gets the offensive board and the putback. And Grand Island Northwest is on the board 3-2. Hastings High is got the lead here in this one. Tigers come back with the ball. Laux has got it. Now is Seeley. Seeley comes across the top to Mackenzie Long. She holds the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Lauren Henriks. Down on the baseline to Laux. Shot from 10 feet away is no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. Picked up by Seeley. Seeley keeps it alive for the Tigers down the lane. There's a runner by Long. That's going to be no good. Ball is out of bounds. It was last touch there by Seeley of Hastings High. So GI Northwest will come back the other way. 3-2 is the score.
just underway here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Girls High School basketball tonight, fourth-ranked Grand Island Northwest and Hastings High going at it here. Here's Nelson with the ball. Nelson gives it away to Brown. Now to Nelson again. Nelson bounce pass down to the baseline to Hauser. To Nelson on the wing over to Whitney Brown. Whitney Brown with the ball. She takes it to the left side of the floor, flips the ball away to Hauser. Hauser now out in three-point territory to Nelson. She comes over here to Suttles. Good defense by Hastings High. Suttles with the ball. Suttles will take it to the top of the key. Lobs it over on the wing on the left side, driving the ball to the hole there. A shot taken by Nelson. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers have the ball. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings High. Brown has got the ball now for a GI Northwest. Brown down in the corner. Has got they leave her open. Her shot for three is way off the mark. No good. Rebound is chased down in the opposite corner here by a Lauren Hauser. Hauser takes the ball on the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Lauren Hendricks has got the ball for the Tigers. Lauren gets it away now. Mackenzie Long, right-handed dribble across the timeline, goes over to Daylene Hendricks. Daylene down to a K.K. Lounce. K.K. comes over here to Mackenzie Long, just to the left side of the circle. Over here on the left sideline now, that's Seeley with the ball. She drives into the hole. Shot good. Casey Seeley scores there for Hastings High, and the Tigers are out on top by a score of 5-2 here in this one. Northwest has got the ball. Whitney Brown has got it. Brown goes over on the wing. That's Suttles with the ball. Suttles to Nelson. Back to Suttles. She drives the ball against Lounce. There's the ball. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be taken away by Hastings High. Turnover on Northwest. At the other end is K.K. Lounce, and the shot's up there and in. K.K. Lounce scores, and Northwest wants to call a timeout. Hastings High has opened up a five-point lead here in the first quarter of play. We'll take a break. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Give them a call at 402-462-4600. 4:27 to play first quarter. Hastings 7, Northwest 2.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for us tonight here on 1230 KHAS.com and at HastingsLink.com. Hastings High with the lead over fourth-ranked Northwest. There's a shot from the corner up and in, a three-pointer. A three-pointer by Lauren Hauser from the deep left corner. Northwest back to within 2 points. 7-5 is the score. Tigers have the ball back to their offensive end. Mackenzie Long has got the ball. The D.C. Seeley comes across the top down to Hendricks. Dumps the ball down low. That's Long with the ball. Long gets it down to Dogendorf, who's into the ball game. Over here on the baseline, right side, D.C. Seeley puts it down through the hole. D.C. Seeley, a little 10-footer off of the right baseline, and the Tigers go out on top here by a score of 9-5 here in this one. There's a Nelson with the ball at the top of the key. Nelson takes it to the free throw line, goes over to Brown. Brown dribbles behind her back, drives the ball to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down. The shot is blocked down there by D.C. Seeley, and a foul is going to be called. Hastings grabs the ball after Seeley got the rejection. And now, being out of bounds, they're going to say is Lauren Hendricks. So they're going to give the ball back to Grand Island Northwest. Bounce pass comes inside. Hauser with the ball. His shot is going to be up there. No good, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here. Personal foul is going to go on Maddie Hilgendorf of Hastings. That's going to be your first. Lauren Hauser will go to the free throw line to shoot two here for Northwest. Her shot is up there good. Hauser, an 84% foul shooter coming in here. 47 out of 56 from the free throw line. Northwest is a team hitting 69% from the charity stripe. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Northwest back to within 2 points. 9-7 is the score. The Tigers have led the entire ball game so far. We're in the first quarter. There's a shot taken from the wing on the right side. It's a three-pointer. Good. A three-pointer by Mackenzie Long just to the right of the circle. He puts it down through the hole, and the Tigers now with a five-point lead. 12-7 is the score. Whitney Brown comes back with the ball. Brown goes over to Nelson on the wing on the left side. Now to Hauser. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers have the rebound. Here's Mackenzie Long. Gets the ball ahead now to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf drives it underneath the basket and a whistle, and she was out of bounds. Hilgendorf took it underneath the basket there on the drive. That's going to be the third turnover on Hastings High in the ball game. They're going to have to limit their mistakes here in this one to stay with a fourth-ranked team in Class B. The Vikings of Northwest, who have lost only three times this year, twice to the number one-ranked team, Crete. Whitney Brown with the ball. Whitney comes out to the top of the key. Down to the free throw line, a shot by a Squibble is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Hastings High. Tigers want her back the other way. Long to Hilgendorf. Now to Daisy Seeley on the far side. Daisy Seeley gets it to Long at the top of the key. Down to Lauren Hendricks over here to Mackenzie Long. Drives into the hole and scores. Mackenzie Long scores. She's got 5 points in the ballgame, and the Tigers have doubled the score on Northwest. It's 14-7 here in the first quarter. Driving the ball again is going to be Suttles for Northwest. Leaves it down on the baseline. A jumper is going to be up there. It's going to be no good there. That's Kasperson with the J on the right baseline. That won't go. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers with the ball back in their offensive zone with under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High with the lead. Here's Hilgendorf with it now. Hilgendorf goes over on the wing. Long for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. Kasperson with a rebound. Kasperson gets the ball to Whitney Brown into the forecourt now. Suttles driving it inside. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Daylene Hendricks with a rebound. Gives it away now to Mackenzie Long. She'll bring things up for the Tigers. Brings it across the 10-second line. Long leaves it over here to D.C. Seeley. Seeley dribbles at the top of the key. Throws it down in the corner. Long with the ball. Long takes it into the paint. Throws it down on the left baseline to Lauren Hendricks. Her five-footer is up there. No good. Hilgendorf with the rebound. A whistle and a kicking violation here is going to go on Northwest. Hilgendorf put the ball on the floor. It was kicked there by the Vikings. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:10 remaining. 14-7 is the score. Hastings has got a 7-point lead over the Vikings. Here's a Hilgendorf for the ball. Now to K.K. Lounce. Lounce out here in 3-point territory. Calls the play. Lauren Hendricks with the ball to KK for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hendricks with a rebound. The follow shot is going to be blocked. Picked up by Hastings High. Third time could be a charm here for the Tigers. KK Lounce gets it inside to Hilgendorf right at the free throw line. Hilgendorf drives the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hilgendorf with a rebound. Out to Lounce. Her shot for three is up there. Good. KK Lounce with 8 points here in the first quarter of play. And now we got another timeout Northwest as Hastings has opened up a 10-point lead over the fourth-ranked team in the state, the Northwest Vikings. Another timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. 37 seconds to play first quarter. Hastings 17, Northwest 7.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tiger Gym. Surprising Northwest here in the opening quarter. 17-7 is the score. Northwest has got the ball. Here's a Suttles. Suttles moves it to the free throw line. And now we got a foul called here. Personal foul will go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Lauren Hendricks. That's going to be her first. First foul there. Non-shooting situation. Northwest will play things in. They come out to Whitney Brown at the top of the key. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Hauser had the rebound. She lost the ball out of bounds. Hastings high ball. Tigers will play things in here in backcourt. 14 seconds to play here in this one. In the first quarter, 17-7 is the score. Hastings high out on top of the Northwest Vikings. There's a KK Lounce to the ball. K.K. Lounce brings it across the 10-second line. Goes over on the wing to Daisy Seeley. Drives it down on the baseline. She goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hauser. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books. Girls high school basketball action tonight from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. It is Hastings 17, Grand Island Northwest 7. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited, and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym. Hastings High has got the lead. The score is 17-7. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked there by the Vikings. Hastings High will play things in on the far sideline. The Tigers with a 10-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Mackenzie Long has got it. Mackenzie Long to the top of the key. That's a Hilgendorf with it now. Hilgendorf moves it to the free throw line. Now to Seeley. To Hilgendorf right at the free throw line as she gives it away now to D.C. Seeley. Moves it down in the corner. Now to Seeley on the wing. There's Hilgendorf with the ball. Brings it back to Seeley on the wing. D.C. looking inside. Instead goes down in the corner to Long. To D.C. Seeley out to K.K. Lounce. Lounce had 8 points in the first quarter but passes up the shot there. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Northwest, so it's going to be a turnover on Hastings High. That's going to be the fourth turnover on the Tigers so far here in the first half. It's going to be Northwest playing the ball in. The Vikings are trailing in the ball game by a score of 17-7. Northwest has the ball back in their offensive end. This is going to be Nelson with the ball. Nelson now to Suttles. Drives it to the free throw line. Sets a screen now. She gives the ball to Whitney Brown for three. Her shot is up there. No good. Lounce with a rebound for Hastings High. Lounce gets it away. Here's Mackenzie Long. Races it across the 10-second line. Now to K.K. Lounce on the wing on the left side to get it down in the corner to Seeley. Now to K.K. Down to Seeley. Down in the corner. Entry pass to get it inside. And a jump ball is going to be called. Got it inside to Lauren Hendricks. And she was tied up on the play there by Claire Kasperson. Arrow this time pointing in favor of the Tigers. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Seeley will get things in to Mackenzie Long. Long in the lane has a shot blocked down there by Hauser, and the ball's going to be recovered by Northwest. Claire Kasperson grabs the ball back to the other end. Nelson has got the ball, and she is called for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Grand Island Northwest here in the ball game. 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Hastings High is out on top of Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball. 17-7 is the score. Here's Mackenzie Long with the ball. Now to Hilgendorf. Now to Mackenzie over here on the baseline on the left side. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out on top. That's going to be Hilgendorf. Now to Long on the wing. Long holding the ball there for Hastings High. Out on top to K.K. Lounce. Lounce sends it inside to Hilgendorf, and she's going to be stripped away. Stripped away. That's Whitney Brown with the ball coming back the other way. Brown grinds into the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down there. Good defensive play by Seeley. And the ball is recovered here by Lauren Hendricks of Hastings High. Whitney Brown so far has not scored for Grand Island Northwest. Tigers have the ball. This is going to be K.K. Lounce over here. K.K. comes out to Mackenzie Long out in three-point territory. Mackenzie Long dribbling with the ball. Mackenzie Long gets it in the hands of Hilgendorf. Now to K.K. Longs for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound is brought down here by Hauser. Hauser now to Whitney Brown into the forecourt. There's a Suttles with the ball. Suttles to Hauser. Now to Brown. Brown sends it over here on the right side to Nelson. Pounce pass inside is going to be tipped and intercepted. Third turnover on Northwest. K.K. Longs with the ball here. out of Mackenzie Long. She drives it down the right side of the lane, stops. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up by Whitney Brown. Six turnovers now on Hastings. Brown will 10 further, coming back the other way in transition. Shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mackenzie Long for Hastings High. Tigers coming back the other way. There's KK Long through the ball, sends it inside down to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf back out here in three-point territory to Mackenzie Long. Long dribbling with the ball. Long started off right. Now she comes back left. Goes over to KK. Down the baseline there to a Seeley. Entry pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Trying to force the ball inside to Lauren Hendricks. Coming to the ball game now for Hastings will be Daylene Hendricks. Turnover on Hastings. That's seven turnovers on Hastings High so far. End of the first quarter, the Hastings Saints have seen girls out on top of Aquinas Catholic. 12-4 in the game being played over at the Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia 12 and Aquinas Catholic 4. Now we've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy on West 14th Street in Hastings. Or East 14th Street, 405 East 14th Street. We'll take a break, 4:28 to play. Hastings 17, Northwest 7.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
4 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Nobody has scored so far here in the second period. 17-7 is the score. The Tigers playing good defense so far here in this one. Whitney Brown so far has not scored for Grand Island Northwest. She's had a couple of shots blocked by the Tiger defense. She has missed three shots or four shots already from the field here for the Vikings. Hastings doing a good job on the All-Stater and Whitney Brown. There's a Brown with the ball again. Comes over to Nelson on the wing. Her shot is up there. That's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hilgendorf for Hastings. Hilgendorf gets the ball away. Here come the Tigers. Down the right sideline. Mackenzie Long has got the ball. Mackenzie comes over here to Daisy Seeley. Man-to-man defense here for Northwest. Seeley moves it down in the corner. Daylene Hendricks with the ball. She holds it. Now to Hilgendorf. Free throw line extended left side. Out between the rings. Mackenzie Long has got the ball. Mackenzie looking right. Comes back to Hilgendorf. Dribbles inside, kicks her down in the corner. That's going to be Daylene Hendricks with the ball. Daylene brings it out here in the three-point territory. Gets it into the hands of Mackenzie Long. Long bounce pass now to Hilgendorf. First shot from 10, good. Maddie Hilgendorf hits a 10-footer on the right side of the lane. That's her first field goal. And the Tigers have a 12-point lead here over Northwest. It is 19-7. Hastings High with the lead. Whitney Brown with the ball. Brown's pass is errant, but it's picked up here by Nelson. Nelson down to Suttles on the right side. Drives underneath the basket. Reverse layup is no good. Offensive rebound. Hauser, follow shot good. Lauren Hauser gets the offensive board in the putback. She's got 5 points in the ball game now for the Vikings. 19-9 is the score. Hastings High has got a 10-point lead over Grand Island Northwest. Entry pass to get it inside to Hendricks, and she banks one home. Lauren Hendricks banks one in off of the glass. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 21-9. Hastings High has got the lead over the fourth-ranked team in Class B, Grand Island Northwest. Here's Nelson with the ball. Nelson gets it to Hauser, and her shot's good. Lauren Hauser is averaging 10 points per ball game. She's got seven already here in the first half against the Hastings High defense. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Hastings leading by 10, 21-11. Tigers have the ball in the corner. Now they bring it up here on the wing. That's going to be Hilgendorf with it now. Hilgendorf dribbles inside. Bounce pass there to Lauren Hendricks. And a whistle and a traveling violation is going to be called on Lauren Hendricks. Turnover number 8 in the ball game for Hastings High. Northwest has got 3 turnovers. Hastings High out on top of the Vikings. The score is 21-11. Hastings with a lead. Tigers have led this baby from the opening tap. Hastings scored a three-pointer to get the scoring started, and Hastings has not given up the lead here in this one. There's a shot on the right side. No good there by Esquivel. Rebound Hastings, but then they have the ball stripped away, and Whitney Brown grabs it and scores it for Grand Island Northwest. So the Tigers with a turnover. Whitney Brown finally gets a driving layup there with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's now 21-13. Hastings out on top. Tigers have the ball. Hilgendorf drives it inside, and she's going to be hacked on the arm, and a foul is going to go here on the GI Northwest. Personal foul going Addie Esquivel, picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's the first team foul on the Vikings here in this first half of play. Maddie Hilgendorf to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Of course, Hilgendorf came over during the offseason from Adams Central. Maddie is averaging 5 points and 6.4 rebounds per game for the Tigers. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. She hits one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings is a team hitting only 50% of their free throws so far this season. Esquivel with the ball. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hilgendorf for Hastings High. Turnover number four in the ball game for Northwest. Hastings High back with the ball on their offensive end. Seely goes down in the corner. That's going to be Hendricks with the ball. Hendricks dribbling with it. Rainbow pass comes out on top. K.K. Louts bounce pass there down on the right baseline. It's going to be kicked by Northwest, and Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1 minute, 18 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings leading by a score of 22-13. There's Hilgendorf, puts up a little hook shot at the baseline. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Seely of Hastings High. So it's going to be Northwest bringing the ball back here. 1 minute and 10 seconds to play in the second quarter. 21-13. Hastings High with a lead. Kasperson with the ball in the lane. Goes over to Brown. Her shot for three is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Kasperson. Foul shot. No good. Rebound Hauser. She's fouled to play. Lauren Hauser will go to the free throw line for Northwest. A personal foul again will be called on Hilgendorf. That's going to be her second. Hauser to the free throw line. She is 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Hauser, an 84% free throw shooter. Here comes Nye DeWong into the ball game now for Hastings High. DeWong is averaging 1.8 points per ball game. Next free throw is going to be up there and in for Lauren Hauser. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 22-14 is the score. Hastings High now with an 8-point lead here in this one. Long through the ball at the top of the key to Nye DeWong here on the near sideline. Nye DeWong holds on to the ball. There's a bounce pass in the high post to Lauren Hendricks. Hendricks' pass here on the near sideline, almost intercepted. Gaylene Hendricks grabs the ball over to Seely. Her shot, long range, jumper good. Stacy Seely knocks down a three ball. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And the Tigers are back out on top by 11, 25-14. There's a Brown with the ball. Brown on the dribble, hands it away, just settles. Her shot for three is going to be short, no good. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Lauren Hendricks of Hastings High. That's going to be the second foul on Lauren Hendricks. Going to the free throw line will be Addie Esquivel. She's had only 29% of her free throws so far this year. And the shot is up there, top of the right side, no good. She's now, 2 out of 8 from the free throw line. Addie will have one more. Tigers are out on top of fourth-ranked Northwest, the defending Class B state champions, 25-14. Next shot is up there, in and out, no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Claire Kasperson got her meat hook shot there for Northwest, but couldn't pull it in. Hastings High will come back with the basketball. 9 seconds to go. Tigers have the ball. Here's McKenzie Long across the 10-second line. Dribbles behind her back. Goes to Daylene Hendricks. Not a long. Her shot for good. She buries the three-pointer, and that's the end of the first half of play. McKenzie Long throws up the three from the wing on the right side, and the Tigers are out on top by 14 points here at halftime. McKenzie Long buries a three-point field goal from the right wing at the buzzer. Hastings High has got the lead at halftime. It's the Tigers 28, the Vikings 14. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say That's where we always go.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for their lunch specials, starting at $7.99. Rivals is also cooking for your team. Stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza, burger, or wings. Don't forget to call in and book their party room for graduation or any special event. Rivals is open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings on Osborne Drive East. Best of luck, teams!
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Powerhouse Motor and Sports in Hastings, your full-service auto, light truck, and ATV repair center at 2850 Osborne Drive East and online at powerhousehastings.com.
All right, Mike Rowe back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. At Hastings High in girls basketball, surprising Northwest. Here at the break, the score, Hastings High 28 and Grand Island Northwest 14. Tigers have never trailed here in the ball game. The Tigers scored first to make it a 3-0 ball game. Hastings quickly built a 7-2 lead over GI Northwest. Vikings came back to pull within 2 points at 7-5 and at 9-7. But Hastings then scored the next 8 points in the first quarter, and the Tigers led 17-7 after one. Hastings built a double-digit lead in the second half of play, led by 10 again at 19-9. They led by 12 points at 21-9. And also they led 25-14, and they've got a 28-14 lead here in halftime after Mackenzie Long nails a three-pointer at the buzzer there for Hastings High. The Tigers doing everything right so far in this basketball game, although they have turned the ball over 9 times in the ball game. Northwest has got only 4 turnovers, but the Vikings have a tough time putting the ball in the hole here in this first half of play. And Hastings High has got the lead, 28-14 over Grand Island Northwest. Checking the scoring here in the first two quarters, K.K. Louts has got 8 points. She had all 8 of those in the first half of play. K.K. nailing a couple of three-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal. So K.K. Louts has got 8 points in the game. Mackenzie Long, she has buried 2 3-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal. She has got 8 points here at the break. Casey Seeley has got 7 points. Seeley's got a couple of field goals, and she's got a 3-pointer. She's got 7 here at the break. Maddie Hogendorf has got a field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Lauren Hendricks has got a field goal, 2 points for the Tigers. Hastings High, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Grand Island Northwest hitting 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe here in the first half. They've had only 3 girls score in this ball game so far. Lauren Hauser has got 10 points here at the break. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's also hit a 3-pointer, and she's got a couple of 2-point field goals. So Hauser has got 10 of the 14 points here for Northwest. Claire Kasperson has got a field goal for 2. Whitney Brown has got the other field goal, 2 points for Grand Island Northwest. Again, the score at halftime, Hastings High has got the lead over the Vikings, 28-14. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers right after this.
Hi, this is Craig Melvin of Powerhouse Motors and Sports. I would like to thank my many loyal customers for their business over the past years. We're still at the same location at 2850 Osborne Drive East under a new name and new ownership. We are an authorized AC Delco Genuine GM Parts Service Repair Facility offering complete automotive and light truck repair and service. We are also Nebraska's newest Polaris dealer offering sales and service for all your off-road vehicle needs with a large selection of parts and accessories. Stop in today or visit powerhousehastings.com.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym, Hastings High has got the lead here tonight over Grand Island Northwest. The only other teams playing tonight is Hastings St. Cecilia. They've got a home doubleheader against Aquinas Catholic. Adams Central, their next game is coming up tomorrow night. They've got a big girls-boys basketball doubleheader at Grand Island Central Catholic that gets underway at 5:30 tomorrow night. The boys will play at 7. So A lot of action going on this week as far as high school basketball is concerned. Hastings College basketball coming up tomorrow afternoon. The Broncos will take on Briar Cliff at the Osborne Sports Complex tomorrow. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Will be on there with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. The Nebraska women's basketball team will play Wisconsin tomorrow morning at 11. We'll have the game on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 10:45 tomorrow. The Nebraska men will be in action tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The Huskers will play the Golden Knights, or the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock on the air for the pregame show at 12 o'clock noon on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Hastings High in the first half hit 55% from the field. Tigers 7 out of 14 in the first quarter, 4 out of 6 in the second quarter. So Hastings High hitting 11 out of 20 from the field in the first half. Northwest was only 5 out of 25. The Vikings were 2 out of 13 in the first quarter, 3 out of 12 in the second quarter. So 5 out of 25 for Grand Island Northwest here in the first half of play. Tigers have hit 5 out of 7 three-pointers. That's 71%. Northwest has hit only 1 out of 7 for 14%. Hastings High out rebounding Northwest 16-8. Tigers had 4 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Northwest had 5 offensive rebounds and 3 on defense. Tigers have turned the ball over 9 times so far in the ball game. 4 for Grand Island Northwest. 3 steals for Hastings High, 6 steals for Grand Island Northwest. Tigers have 1 block shot. Grand Island Northwest has got 1 block shot. Again, Hastings High has doubled the score on Grand Island Northwest here in the first half. The Tigers with a 14-point lead at halftime. It is 28-14. Hastings High has got the lead. That's the halftime show. Stick around. We've got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Halftime Show has been brought to you by Powerhouse Motor and Sports in Hastings, your full-service auto, light truck, and ATV repair center at 2850 Osborne Drive East and online at powerhousehastings.com. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your high school sports station, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online, HastingsLink.com and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Tigers leading the Vikings here tonight, 28-14 at the break. Again, Lauren Hauser is leading the way for Northwest so far. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings High getting 8 points in the first quarter from K.K. Louts. Mackenzie Long also with 8 points in the ball game. Daisy Seeley's got 7. And the Tigers out on top of Grand Island Northwest here at the break. The score is 28-14. Northwest will have the opening possession here of the second half. The Vikings will play things in on the far side. They'll shoot to our basket to our left, and we are underway. Half number two, the Tigers looking to pull off a major upset in Class B here tonight. Northwest with the ball. Nelson bounce pass goes down in the corner. Hauser has got it. Now to Nelson inside the free throw circle. She's wide open, and she's not going to take the shot. Here's Whitney Brown with the ball. Whitney Brown comes out here to Nelson, drives it down the lane, throws it down to the left baseline now to Casperson, out to Whitney Brown. Dribbles behind her back, takes it to the free throw line, hands the ball away to Nelson. Nelson gives the ball away to Hauser. Now to Nelson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped to the corner. It's going to be picked up here by K.K. Louts. Lounce has got it down for Hastings High. Down the right sideline. Lounce goes over on the wing. Seeley open for three. Takes a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound brought down by Whitney Brown of Northwest. Brown runs her back the other way for the Vikings into the offensive zone. Sets and fires for three. Shot good. Whitney Brown hits her first three-pointer of the ball game. She's got a two-pointer in the first half. 5 points in the ball game now. Hastings High still out to an 11-point lead in this one. 28-17 is the score. In the third quarter from the Tiger Gym, Daylene Hendricks with the ball. Daylene comes over here to Seeley. Holds it. Gets it inside down to Lauren Hendricks, and the ball swatted away. Picked up here by Brown. Running back the other way. One on two to the basket. Her shot no good. Battle for the rebound. It's ripped out of there by Hastings High. Tigers come up with a rebound. Coming back with the ball for the Tigers is going to be Mackenzie Long. Brings it across the 10-second line. She works against Nelson out there for a GI Northwest. And here's a pass to the near sideline, and they throw it over the head of a... Let's see, the pass was intended for Mackenzie Long. The pass was thrown by Daylene Hendricks, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings High. 11 turnovers on the Tigers in the ball game, and they've got an 11-point lead. 28-17 is the score. Here's a long-range jumper by Sunnels, good for three. Shanae Sunnels throwing up a three-pointer there for GI Northwest. And the Vikings are now within, 8 points? 28-20 is the score. We're in the third quarter, playing with about 6 minutes to go. Tigers have the ball. Hastings High with it. Here's a Hilgendorf on the wing. Hilgendorf looking, comes out between the circles now to Mackenzie Long. Long throws it over here to Seeley on the wing on the right side. Seeley drives it inside. There's a pass to the far sideline now. Hilgendorf takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Hilgendorf gives the ball away. Now back outside, Mackenzie Long dribbling with it, sends it underneath the basket to Seeley. Seeley on the baseline, goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, and the ball brought out of there by Northwest. Kasperson with a rebound. Kasperson gets the ball to Brown. Down to Sunnels, takes the ball to the basket, shot good. Janae Sunnels scoring there. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 28-22 is the score now. Hastings High still with a 6-point lead. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Here in the third quarter, Tigers need a basket here. Down on the right baseline, Hendricks with the ball. Hendricks dribbles once. There's a bounce pass inside to Hilgendorf. Out to Seeley, open for three. Takes the shot, misses, no good. Rebound comes down here to Brown. Whitney Brown, right-handed dribble. Into the forecourt, now to Suttles. Suttles back out on top to Hauser for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Now with pass to the far sideline, Seeley with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone here for the Tigers. Seeley throws it out here to Daylene Hendricks. Now to Hilgendorf. First shot for three. In and out. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Grand Island Northwest. Nelson with the ball. Nelson now to Brown for three. Shot is short. No good. Hauser with the rebound. Hauser goes back up, shoots, and scores. Lauren Hauser scores for Northwest. She's now got 12 points in the ball game, and the Vikings are within 4 points now. 28-24. This is as close as Northwest has been since early in the first quarter. We've got a timeout now from Hastings head coach Greg Mays. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll take a break, 409 to play third quarter. Hastings 28, Northwest 24.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Vikings on a 10-0 run here to begin the second half of play. Hastings High desperately and needing a field goal here on this trip down the floor. Hilgendorf has got it. Hilgendorf moves it down in the corner to Seeley. Skip pass comes over here to Mackenzie Long down on the right baseline. A jumper, good. Aileen Hendricks throwing up the 15-footer from the right baseline, and the Tigers break that 10-0 run by Grand Island Northwest. Hastings now leading by six. They feed it inside. There's a shot there and in. Addie Esquivel scoring there for Northwest. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Vikings are back to within 4 points again, 30-26. Hastings High with the ball back in their offensive end. There's a D.C. Seeley with the ball. Seeley will get it to a Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf comes across the top to Mackenzie Long. Now to Hilgendorf, top of the key. Three-putter is good. Maddie Hilgendorf knocks down the three ball from the top of the circle. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And now we have got, let's see, the ball is out of bounds, but it's going to be a Northwest ball. What Rick is saying off of the foot, I think, of one of the officials. So your ball back to a Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High will drop back in their man-to-man defense. Hauser has got the ball now to Whitney Brown. Whitney Brown flips it away to a squibble. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Hastings rebounding the ball well here tonight. Hendricks gets it into the forecourt. Here's a Seeley with the ball to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf off to K.K. Longs on the wing on the left side. K.K. with the ball. Bounce pass now to Hilgendorf. Retreats out here to the top of the key to Lounce in the far sideline. KK with the ball. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Vikings. Running back the other way is going to be Brown. Driving layup. Good, and she's fouled into play. Lounce picks up the foul on the other end. Whitney Brown gets the field goal here for Northwest. And now she'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Tigers have turned the ball over 12 times here in the ball game. Whitney Brown now has 7 points in the contest. And now we've got a timeout called. Grand Island Northwest calls the timeout. The Vikings are back to within 5 points here. We'll take a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. 2:17 to play third quarter. Hastings 33, Northwest 28.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and online, HastingsLink.com and at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Whitney Brown to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound and another foul is going to be called. Claire Kasperson gets the offensive board there for Northwest, and she is fouled into play here. Claire Kasperson now goes to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Lauren Hendricks. That's going to be her third. Team foul number two on the Tigers here in the third quarter. Kasperson in the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Claire Kasperson, a 59% foul shooter on the season. She hits her first one here. The Tigers now with a four-point lead. Next shot is up there. That one rolls down through the hole. That's now a 33-30 ball game. Hastings High led at halftime by 14. The lead is now three here. With 2 minutes and some change left in quarter number three. And now we got a double dribble violation out here on the Daylene Hendricks of Hastings High. Northwest wasn't even around to apply pressure in Daylene Hendricks with a double dribble violation out here. Turnover number 13 on Hastings. Here comes Northwest with the ball. They've got a chance to tie things up now with a three-point field goal. Hauser has got the ball in three-point range over here on the wing. Suttles has got it. Suttles circles around the screen. Now kicks her back out to Hauser for three. Shot good. We're tied. Lauren Hauser nails the three-pointer. She's got 15 in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 33 points apiece. A minute and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Vikings have come from 14 points down to tie up this ball game. KK locks to the ball. KK moves it down in the corner. Hastings High needing a bucket here. Hendricks to the ball. Hendricks right at the top of the three-point circle. Goes over to Lounce. Lounce now on the wing. That's going to be a D.C. Seeley with the ball. Northwest is in a man-to-man defense. There's Hilgendorf with it now. Hilgendorf goes to K.K. Lounce down in the corner. On the right side, that's going to be a Daylene Hendricks with it. Daylene, bounce pass here to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf just to the right of the circle. Now she drives it to the free-throw line. Gives it up to Lounce. Now to Seeley. Free-throw line extended left side for Hastings High. Here's a Hilgendorf with the elbow. Hilgendorf to K.K. Lounce at the free throw line. Goes over to Hilgendorf. takes it to the charity stripe. Can't go for a shot. Good defense here by Grand Island Northwest. K.K. Lounce down in the corner. Here's Hendricks at the elbow. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. Picked up there by Seeley. And a traveling violation is called. And Seeley wanted to go back up for the shot. She loses her feet and comes back down. And is whistled for a traveling violation. So now we're down to 32.9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest are tied at 33 points apiece. Northwest has never led in this ballgame. They've trailed by as many as 14 points, and Hastings High has let that lead evaporate. There's Suttles. Their shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. A pass out on top, and Whitney Brown's going to be tied up in the play. Suttles took a dive after she launches up the three-pointer, but the officials didn't buy the fact that she was fouled. And now we're going to have a foul call to McKenzie Long. She was going after the jump ball, and Whitney Brown and picks up the personal foul. That's McKenzie's first. They're going to play things in. Here's a Whitney Brown with the ball. Now to Hauser. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Hendricks grabs the ball. Gets it away to Lounce in the far sideline, and she can't get a shot away. She brings it across the 10-second line, and we will go into the fourth and final quarter with the game tied at 33 points apiece. Hastings 33, Grand Island Northwest 33. You're listening to Tiger Basketball.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Owner Dave Jepson talks about Furniture Direct's website.
Our website has probably 5,000 different items on it that we have either on our floor or that we can order for the customer. It is FurnitureDirectHastings.com. We have all the financing offers that we have available to us, the current advertising on there. The website's just full of content.
Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter. Hastings High 33, Grand Island Northwest 33. The Vikings, the defending Class B state champions. They've lost three times all season long, twice to the number one rated team, and once just a couple of weeks ago. So Hastings High trying to pull off a major upset here. The Tigers have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Here's Hilgendorf for three. She buries it. Maddie Hilgendorf, it's her second three-pointer of the ballgame. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings High has got the lead. 36-33, Tigers with a lead over the Vikings. Suttles with the ball. Suttles out here to a Whitney Brown. Circles around, drives the baseline. She is forced out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called here. Tigers with a personal foul. That's going to go on McKenzie Long. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation. That's four team fouls on Hastings. Northwest has not yet committed a foul here in the second half of play. Whitney Brown has got the ball. Left side of the floor. Whitney out drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there left-handed. It's going to be no good. She is going to be fouled in the play here. Team foul number five on the Tigers. That's going to go on Daisy Seeley. That's going to be her first. Whitney Brown goes to the free throw line. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Here tonight, she is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Whitney Brown will have one more. 36-34 is the score. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Whitney Brown hits a pair. The Tigers with a one-point lead now, 36-35. Hastings coming back with the ball. Lounce has got it. High right side now to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf gets it to a McKenzie Long. McKenzie looking, now dribbles with the ball. Long goes down on the far sideline to Daisy Seeley. Now to Long on the wing. There's Hendricks with the ball to K.K. Louts. Man-to-man defense here for Northwest. McKenzie Long, free throw line extended left side, holding the ball. 200 pass goes down to Seeley. Lobs it inside to Hilgendorf. Shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Maddie Hilgendorf will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called on Shanae Suttles. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Vikings here in the second half. Hilgendorf to the free throw line to shoot two. She's a 54% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings High now 1 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Hilgendorf's had all the free throw chances. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now it's a 37-35 ball game. Hastings High has still got a 2-point lead. Tigers have never trailed here in the ball game. Here's a Suttles with the ball. Dribble penetration. The ball knocked loose. And Suttles goes down to her knees. And a foul is going to be called here. KK Louse. KK Louse picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 6 on Hastings High. It's going to be Northwest playing the ball in. Here's Nelson with the ball. Nelson down in the corner to Brown. Brown gives the ball away out of Nelson. She drives it inside. Nelson loses control of it. There's a pass down the right baseline, and the jumper is up there and in. Claire Kasperson scores on the assist from Nelson. And now we're tied up at 37 points apiece here in the fourth quarter of play. We're down to 6 minutes to go in regulation. Here's a Hilgendorf for the ball. Now to K.K. Louts. KK out here in 3-point territory. Comes over here to Mackenzie Long. Mackenzie Long dribbles once, goes down on the corner. Seeley with the ball. Entry pass inside to Hendricks. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kasperson. And now the Vikings can pull ahead for the first time. Suttles for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, Hastings High. Tigers grab the rebound. DC Seeley will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. Across the 10-second line, DC Seeley holds the ball, being pressured. Gets it into the hands of Lauren Hendricks. Now to Seeley, 4-3. You betcha! Dorsey Seeley throws up a three-pointer from the far sideline. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. 40-37. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Back the other way. Nelson shot from the baseline. No good. Brown with the rebound. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Taken away. Intercepted here by the Tigers. Mackenzie Long has got the ball for Hastings. Down to 5 minutes to go. Tigers with a 3-point lead. 40-37. Here's Mackenzie Long to the basket. Puts it up there right-handed. Shot no good. Rebound brought down here by Northwest. Down the near sideline. Suttles with the ball. Shanae Suttles gets it to Hauser. Now to the far side. Brown has got the ball. Brown open. Takes the three. First shot over Seeley. No good. Seeley with a long rebound. Gets it down to the near sideline to K.K. Louts. K.K. into the forecourt here for the Tigers. Down to 4.5 minutes to go. Hastings High with the lead. Down on the left corner. Mackenzie Long has got it. Gets it on the wing here on the left side to a D.C. Seeley. There's a Hilgendorf for the ball. High above her head. Comes over to K.K. Louts. Here on the near sideline. Down to Hilgendorf to Seeley again. Playing catch out here in the three-point territory. Down in the left corner, Mackenzie Long. Down to Seeley on the wing. Hilgendorf down to K.K. Louts. Throws it down the right baseline now. Mackenzie Long with the ball. Mackenzie Long looking. Goes to Hilgendorf at the elbow to K.K. Louts. There's a Seeley with the ball on the wing on the left side. Lacey Seeley down to Hilgendorf. Takes the three-pointer. Down to the hole. Maddie Hilgendorf now with 13 in the ball game. Hastings back-to-back three-pointers. The Tigers have a 6-point lead. Suttles with the ball. First shot in the lane. No good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Hendricks. Hendricks gets in the way now. They're going to let Mackenzie Long bring things up here for the Tigers. Down to 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings with a lead over the fourth-ranked team in Class B, Grand Island Northwest, 43-37. Here's a K.K. Longs to the ball out here in three-point territory. Works against the Brown. Gets it to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf now to Seeley to the near sideline. Holding the ball over here for the Tigers is going to be Wong. Now they get it to the elbow. A shot by Lauren Hendricks. It's going to be no good. A 2 to the whistle underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on Northwest. A foul is going to go on the Hauser. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's only going to be the second team foul. And Grand Island Northwest here in the second half. The Tigers have 16 fouls. Northwest has got 2, so a non-shooting situation here. Hastings High will play things in. That's Long with the ball. Mackenzie Long will bring it out here in the three-point territory. Long sends it over on the wing on the left side. Holding the ball over there is Daleen Hendricks. Now to Long, picked up out there by Shanae Suttles of Grand Island Northwest. AC Seeley on the wing on the right side. Seeley looking, goes to Hilgendorf. Top of the key. Maddie Hilgendorf down the lane, draws contact, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go in Grand Island Northwest. That's going to go on Claire Kasperson. That's going to be her first. Maddie Hilgendorf will go to the free throw line. Hilgendorf leading the charges here tonight for the Tigers with 13 points. Her shot is up there, no good. 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight for Hastings High and Maddie Hilgendorf. Maddie's next shot is up there. That's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, however. Lauren Hendricks is tied up on the play there for Hastings High. Tied up by Lauren Hauser. Now Hauser will play things in. 43-37 is the score. We're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hastings with the lead. Here's Esquivel with the ball. Esquivel now to Brown. Gets it to Suttles. Over to Esquivel on the right side. Takes it down on the baseline. She's open. Takes the shot. It's going to be too strong. No good. Tigers really not guarding her. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers have the ball. McKenzie Long dribbles behind her back to get away from an attempted steal there by Whitney Brown. Now down on the baseline. Seeley goes for the basket, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Kasperson. That's going to be her second. Daisy Seeley goes to the free throw line. Daisy Seeley has got 10 points in the ball game. Seeley has not shot a free throw tonight. Their first one is going to be up there, no good. Seeley is 64% foul shooter of the season. Tigers are now 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. We've got a timeout now brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. 2:11 to play in regulation. Hastings with a lead. The Tigers 43, the Vikings 37.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia leading Aquinas Catholic 40-19 after three quarters at the Chapman Gym and girls basketball. Hastings leading Northwest here 43-37 with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in regulation. There's the next free throw. It's going to be up there. No good by Daisy Seeley. And Northwest has got the ball, trailing by 6 points here in the ball game. Whitney Brown across the 10-second line. Whitney Brown drives the ball to the hole. Shot off the glass is going to be no good. The ball lost out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, Northwest basketball. Last touchdown there by the Tigers. Northwest will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Nelson gets it to Brown, open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Whitney Brown scores over Daisy Seeley. She's now got 12 points in the ball game, 43-40. Hastings High still with a three-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Hilgendorf has got it. Brings it across the 10-second line to McKenzie Long. She gets away, drives it to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. That one just rattles out of the cylinder as she goes, crashes in to the mat behind the basket there. Personal fouls to be called on Kasperson. That's going to be her third. McKenzie Long to the free throw line. She has not shot a free throw tonight. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Long is a 54% foul shooter on the season. That is only the third free throw that Hastings has hit all night long. But now it's a two-possession ball game. Next shot is up there good. She has two free throws. 45-40 is the score. Hastings High has got the lead. 1:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Whitney Brown with the ball. Brown 4-3. Shot on the way. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Suttles. Suttles to Nelson to Brown. Down to Hauser in the corner. Shot for three. Way off of the mark. No good. Rebound Northwest. Kasperson gets the ball to Suttles. She drives it to the basket. Her shot good. Sinead Suttles scoring there. He's got 7 points in the ball game, 45-42 now. Northwest down by 3 points. Hastings High with the ball. Tigers now with 1:06 to play. Hastings with it in the backcourt. And now Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. Tigers were into the backcourt, and they were up against the 10-second clock here in the backcourt. And Greg Mays calls the timeout. We've got a break, 1:03 to play in regulation. Hastings 45, Northwest 42.
Locally owned Hastings Physical Therapy is the leader in one-on-one, hands-on care. Hi, my name is Sean Vonderfecht, and at Hastings Physical Therapy, we want you to know the choice is yours when selecting your physical therapist. Our staff at Hastings Physical Therapy is committed to helping patients meet their goals in a relaxed, calm environment with the highest level of care for your recovery. We're located at 2307 Osborne Drive West at the corner of 281 and Kansas Avenue. To learn more about our services and team, log on to hastingsphysicaltherapy.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings is still hitting 48% from the field. They're 13 out of 27 after two quarters. But Hastings in the third quarter hit only 29% of their field goals. That's when they were outscored 19-5 by Grand Island Northwest. Vikings hit 7 out of 14 from the field in that third quarter for 50%. But Northwest still shooting only 39% from the floor. Actually, 31% now. They are 12 out of 39 from the floor here for the ball game, 31%. It's a three-point ball game. Hastings High has got the lead, 45-42. Tigers with the ball. They get it into the offensive zone. Casey Seeley, her pass is going to be deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Hauser. Hauser to Suttles. Now to Brown. Back to Suttles. The ball stripped away. It is loose, and Hastings High comes up with a big steal. Got the ball on the far side. Now we have a foul called. The Tigers force a turnover down here right around the basket. And then a foul is going to be called on Nelson, Skyly Nelson of Northwest. That's going to be her first. But that's only going to be the 16th foul on Grand Island Northwest. So Hastings High will not shoot free throws here. We're down to 44.7 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings 45, Grand Island Northwest 42. Tigers will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Back in their defensive zone, they get it into K.K. Louts. Dribbles behind her back. She's double-teamed, and a foul is going to be called. Whitney Brown is going to be hit with a personal foul. She took the ball away from K.K. Louts, but also picks up the personal foul. And now that's going to send Louts to the free throw line here for Hastings. That is the 17th foul on the Vikings. So K.K. Louts, a 60% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. KK got off to a great start. She scored 8 points in the first quarter, has not scored since the first period. Louts going to the free throw line here. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings has now hit three free throws in a row. Tigers now have a 4-point lead. It is 46-42. KK Louts will have another free throw here. Makes the front end of the 1-1. Here comes the next shot from Laux. It's up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound loose is going to be picked up here by Hauser. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Hauser with the ball. Hauser gets it to Whitney Brown into the forecourt to Nelson. Down to Whitney Brown. Brown dribbling with the ball. Down to 27 seconds to go. Brown in the lane goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. And we got three players that have hit the deck down here in the baseline. And they call a jump ball. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings High. And the Tigers will get the ball. But Northwest wants to call a timeout. A timeout brought to you by Cozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. 19 seconds to play. Hastings 46. Grand Island Northwest 42.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
19.9 seconds to play in regulation, 46-42. Hastings High trying to pull off a major upset in Class B against the fourth-ranked and the defending state champion Northwest Vikings. Hastings High will play the ball in here in backcourt. Northwest attacking back here, down by 4 points in the ball game. Hastings looking to play things in. Finally, she gets it in, and the ball is going to be out of bounds, and they will give the ball back to Hastings High. That was Daylene Hendricks trying to get the ball inbounded for Hastings, trying to come to K.K. Louts with the ball deflected out of bounds in front of the Viking bench. Now they get it to K.K. Louts. She's double-teamed here in backcourt, and she's going to burn a timeout here as she was trapped along the baseline, double-teamed, and Greg Mays will burn a timeout here. 13.6 seconds to play now in the ball game. We've got another break brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. The Tigers have the lead. Hastings 46, Northwest 42.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings High is going to play it in here in backcourt. 13.6 seconds to play. Northwest has lost only three times all year. They're 12-3 on the season. Hastings High 7-6. Tigers trying to pull one off here. Tigers inbound the ball. Mackenzie Long has got it. Mackenzie Long comes over here to the near side to Hendricks. Hendricks now to Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf will bring it across the 10-second line, and now we got a foul called back here. Personal foul is going to be called in Shanae Suttles just as Hastings brought the ball into the offensive zone. Going to the free throw line here for the Tigers is going to be Maddie Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf has got 13 points in the ball game. She's got 10 in the second half, but she is only 2 out of 6 from the free throw line in this ball game. Hilgendorf at the line. Her shot is up there. The shot good. Maddie Hilgendorf will have another one right here for Hastings High. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the right side. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Hauser. Now a double dribble violation of backcourt on Hauser. Hauser trying to get the ball to Whoopi Brown. Just had trouble getting the ball out of her hands, and she's going for a double dribble violation. That's 6 turnovers. On Northwest Hastings, will inbound the ball with 0.8 seconds remaining here in this ball game. Those play things in. That's the ball game. Hastings High upsets Grand Island Northwest. The Tigers upset the fourth-ranked team and the defending Class B state champion Northwest Vikings in girls high school basketball tonight. Nobody expected that here, with the exception of maybe the 15 or 20 people on the squad and the coaching staff here of Hastings High, but the Tigers pull one off here tonight as they upset Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball 47-42. Back with the final totals after this.
Hi, this is Brent from Keith's Pharmacy here in Hastings. By now you've heard of CBD. At Keith's Pharmacy, we have professional grade farm to pharmacy CBD oils and salves. CBD products can be used for pain, anxiety, and insomnia. We even have CBD products safe for your pets. And we're here to answer any questions you might have about our professional-grade CBD products. Stop in to see us at Keith's Pharmacies, your friendly pharmacies in Hastings, downtown, or at Keith's Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym, Hastings upsets fourth-ranked Grand Island Northwest here tonight. The final score of 47-42. The Tigers in the first half tonight hit 5 three-pointers. They hit 55% from the field. They held Grand Island Northwest to 20% shooting in the first half at 5 out of 25 and 1 out of 7 from three-point territory. Hastings raced out to a 14-point lead by halftime at 28-14, but then Northwest scores the first 10 points of the second half, and they outscore Hastings High in the third quarter, 19-5. We were tied up at 33 points apiece after three, and Hastings High, they survive it as they win by 5 points here in the fourth quarter, 47-42. We were tied up at 37 points apiece in the fourth quarter. Hastings High then scored 6 straight points to lead 43-37. Northwest scoring 3 points to make it 43-40. It was 45-42, and Hastings getting a couple of free throws at the end. And they beat Northwest tonight by a score of 47-42. Scoring in the ball game here tonight for the Hastings High Tigers, they got 14 points in the ball game from Maddie Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf scores 11 points in the second half of play, and she was 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. So Hilgendorf leads the way, 14 points. Mackenzie Long had 10 points in the ball game. Stacy Seeley had 10 points in the game. The other scorers for Hastings High, K.K. Lauch had 8 points. Daleen Henricks had 2 points. Lauren Henricks had 2 points. For Hastings High, the Tigers hit 6 out of 15 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Northwest hit 7 out of 11 from the line. They got to 15 points in the game tonight from Lauren Henricks. She scores 15 points, 12 points for Whitney Brown. She had 2 in the first half and came back with 10 more in the second half. So Whitney Brown scores 12. The other scores for Northwest, we had Shanae Suttle score 7 points. Claire Kasperson had 6. And Addie Esquivel, she scores 2 points in the ball game tonight for Grand Island Northwest. But again, Hastings High, a big, big win as the Tigers knock off Grand Island Northwest by a score of 47-42. Hastings is now 8-6 on the season. The Northwest Vikings will drop to 12 wins and 4 losses as Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 47-42 over Grand Island Northwest. Got the Bulls game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings High head basketball coach Lance Creech as our Tiger basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHIS.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Cold and flu season has arrived. Check out either Burt's location for a full inventory of over-the-counter products, including elderberry, chewable and liquid, Sambucol, and other homeopathic antivirals. It's not too late to get your flu shot. Stop in at Burt's 1021 West 14th Street or Burt's Downtown 700 West 2nd Street, 402-462-4466.
The winter clearance is going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Save 30% off all remaining winter items. Men's sweaters, quarter zips, and sports shirts. Save 30 to 50% off all leather wool top coats and car coats. Update your professional wardrobe with a new suit or sport coat 30 to 50% off. Ultra slim fit to traditional fits in the hottest shades of grays and blues. Ladies, save 30% off ladies' fashions from denim to dresses. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers and save 30% off all winter, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
We're back to the Tiger Gym as we get you set for the boys' game here this evening. Hastings getting set to take on Grand Island Northwest. As I spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And, Coach, it's like an NBA schedule. You got five games in the next about 11 days or so, but you're going to find out a lot about your basketball team.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, I think that's a pretty indicative assessment based on what we saw on Tuesday with Grand Island and what we have coming up, because the meat of our schedule is towards the end. And, you know, at our level, you can't change that. I mean, that's kind of a year round thing where, you know, you just roll your schedule over to the next year, and sometimes teams are down and sometimes teams are really good. And right now, the back end of our schedule, every team on our schedule is really good. And so, you know, we just got to control what we can, try and keep our kids healthy and try and keep their legs about them and prepare mentally, you know, this time of the year, probably more so even than physically, because you're not going to get it in a heck of a lot better shape right now. You know, that work's already been done. So you just try and keep kids fresh and, you know, your practice times, you know, get cut down and you spend more time in the film room and more time in the training room and just making sure that your kids are healthy and keeping fresh, you know, mentally more than anything.
Yeah, five games, all five of those teams that we'll be playing coming up all have winning records.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, whether they're A, B, or even at the Heartland when we play BRLD, you know, they haven't lost a game in a couple of years. So, you know, we, like you said early, we're going to find out a lot more about ourselves. And I think kids are excited, you know, and this is what you do all this stuff for, the summer work and the fall work and all the conditioning and all the weights and all that kind of stuff, is to get to this point and really see, you know, what you're made of. So hopefully the kids will respond. And I think, you know, they're a competitive bunch and they've never backed down up to this point. So I don't foresee that happening either.
Tuesday, the 51-50 win over Grand Island. After you broke things down, what'd you see that ball game?
I just saw two teams that were pretty dang good, you know, and Grand Island. I mean, if you put us in Class A, we'd probably have a very similar record to what Grand Island has. You know, you look at the schedule that they played, some of the teams that they have competed with, you know, it's a tough, tough schedule. So, you know, I think our kids did a really good job of adjusting. It took us about 4 to 5 minutes at the beginning of the game. And, you know, you can explain it and you can talk it and you can show it on film how much of a difference Class A is than Class B. But it wasn't until Connor tried to throw that long pass and the kid just jumps up, snatches it out of the air. And I was like, oh, here we go. You know, and not many times does a team have a 6'7" wing that you have to contend with, or a, you know, 6'6", 260-pound post player that you got to try and double team on every touch. And But I thought the mental part of the game is where our kids won the game, because at every, even though, excuse me, even though shots didn't go in at times, we executed. We got the right shot. We got the right look. You know, kids are going to miss shots. I mean, we're still as a team shooting well over 50% as a group from the field. So you can't complain when shots don't go in. It's not like they're trying to miss them. So I was really pleased and really proud of the toughness that we played with.
Although the ball was not going in the hole, you found other ways to kind of manufacture offense and to hang around until you got your offense going.
Yeah, we did. We took care of the basketball. We only had 6 turnovers on the night. Our stats had us winning the rebound margin by 1. We were plus 10 at the free throw line. So, you know, those small categories, I think, that you look at, and our assists were back in, you know, we were at a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. So, you know, if we make 4 or 5 or 6 more shots, we probably have 20 assists and 6 turnovers, which is really good, you know. But, you know, there's so much film out on kids and just the familiarity with the two programs and the coaches and the staffs. I think, you know, that's what you're going to get when you know each other that well. It's just a good old-fashioned rock fight, and that's what it was.
The other 12 wins were probably nice, but this one is sweet for you. Plus, it's a win that you can probably build on for the rest of the season, can't you?
Well, it really is, because it forced us to do things that we haven't had to do all season. You know, we haven't had to grind out back-to-back defensive possessions many times throughout the course of the year. And, you know, that's kind of 2 games in a row now with Aurora and Grand Island that we've really had to fight and really had to play strong in the fourth quarter and be sharp on the mental side of things. So, again, you know, hats off to the kids. I thought they did a great job of taking every dead ball situation, making subtle adjustments, doing a great job with our self-scout, and just all the things that we try and emphasize throughout film sessions and practice settings, that the kids just, you know, they were really sharp and really dialed in.
Unfortunately, you don't have a long time to really celebrate or enjoy the Grand Island victory, because this is going to be a great basketball team tonight when the Northwest comes in here.
It is. You know, they're sitting, I think, 8-6, something like that. And, you know, it's going to be a totally different game as far as what we saw on Tuesday with Grand Island. Is Northwest is going to shoot a ton of threes, you know, and they kind of live and die by the arc. So if we don't defend the arc and they start to bang in some of those shots, and then you have to overextend, you're going to give up drives, you're going to foul, you're going to do things that hopefully are not out of character for our group. So if we can defend the arc, just contest, and our guards block out and get long rebounds, we have a chance to be pretty good tonight, because I think on the offensive end, we have a distinct advantage on the interior. And if we can work inside out and making sure whether it's on a drive, pass, or cut, that we're getting paint touches on every possession. Doesn't mean we have to shoot it from there every possession, but we've got to work ourselves from the inside to the perimeter tonight, and that's going to be our focus.
They have won like 6 out of their last 8 ball games, played Adams Central tough the other night. So, like I said, they got all the tools on this basketball team to maybe be in this thing tonight.
Yeah, and everything that I've seen on film is, you know, they're like any high school team. When they're scoring it, they defend a lot better, you know. So I think we've got to try and keep the ball out of the basket on the defensive end, no question. But we've got to really communicate and be sharp, because they'll put 5 kids out on the floor that can really shoot it in. And then they come off the bench with a couple kids that are very athletic, with the Hartman kid and number 5, I'm sorry, his name leaves me, but he can really put it on the floor and get to the rim. So they have kind of that different dynamic, and it forces you to change gears on the defensive end with the substitution. So, you know, they usually a team would start a kid like that, but he's coming off the bench, and it does, it changes the dimension of the game, and it really forces you to make a mental switch, you know, just to the tempo and how you're going to guard the arc when he comes in the game.
When you have to guard the arc and be ready for the 3-point shot at any time, how's that change our defense? Does that put more pressure on us?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's just a different pressure, I would say, Mike, more than more pressure, because it just forces your guards to really rebound, you know. And usually our bigs have done such a good job of blocking out. Guards can go in there and clean up, and they haven't been forced to really put a body on a body. And a lot of times with guards, that's kind of a foreign concept, is to be physical and you know, hit a kid, you know, and block him out, keep him blocked out. And, you know, we have a saying, long shots mean long rebounds. So that's always going to come to the perimeter. And you know, if our guards will continue to rebound like they have in previous games and just change their focus, you know, I think we'll be okay. But, you know, that's going to be a game time situation.
You said, well, probably have the advantage inside, and that's where we're going to start offensively, huh?
Yeah, it has to be. You know, I think, you know, we're better when Hagan gets early touches, you know, and he's better because he's a scorer, and a scorer's mentality is to put it in the basket. So whether he can get to the foul line and score when the clock stopped, or whether he can get easy opportunities from point blank, he continues to stretch his range and do really good things on the perimeter. But it's just a confidence thing. And then Jacob Schroeder, you know, you don't have to run anything for Jake. He just goes and gets baskets. So if he can continue to rebound, especially on the offensive end like he has up to this point, we'll be just fine. But our guards have to get off the arc a little bit too. You know, Connor's got to be better finishing at the rim. We got to get Mike Bovey back to drive into the rim and getting easy touches. And JT, you know, he's always going to duck in there and get one or two easy opportunities a game as well. So if we can, you know, continue to manufacture tough baskets inside and make them guard 3, 4, 5 passes, I think we have a distinct advantage there.
You mentioned Hagan. What did you see out of him in the Grand Island game? I think he scored 10 points. Wasn't a major factor in the ball game. He had a couple of big shots, but what did you see out of him?
I thought it was phenomenal. I thought defensively, and I know, you know, Thiem had 12 or 15, but I thought his defensive presence, and I thought he got rebounds that he has not shown to get all season long. And I think, again, it's just that mental component that Hagan Heath continues to get stronger. And we've talked several times, you know, he's not had to play that hard for that many games in a row, you know, and that's not a knock to anybody. That's just the way it is. You know, it's just difference in schedules from C1 and playing down and sometimes playing C2 to, you know, now you're playing, you know, the best of the best every night. So I think he's really been challenged and he's stepped up. But I was really, really proud. And I was even more proud when I went through and watched the game film, because I thought he did some things that he has not shown us all season long. So he's a competitor. you know, and he's been a competitor his whole life. And, you know, coaching against him, you know, his knock was, well, he wasn't as tough or it wasn't as strong until you see him play. And, you know, people equate toughness and strength to just banging around. But, you know, his ability to move laterally, his ability, his mental toughness to make clutch shots at clutch times, like I said, get range rebounds that weren't just coming to him that he just sought out and went and captured with two hands. I was really, really proud of how he played on Tuesday.
Okay, good luck, Zach.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Grand Island Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I remember vividly when I knew I was going to be a nurse. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died from cancer. And from that point on, I always said, I'm going to be a nurse someday, and I'm going to try and make a difference. My first job was on the oncology unit here at Mary Lanning. And I worked in outpatient surgery, and then I also worked in cardiopulmonary, which is where I am today. I think the thing that I love most about being a nurse, we're in a unique position where we are with people during some of the happiest times of their lives, some of the scariest times, and some of the saddest times. And I just like being able to make a difference. So I can't imagine being anyplace else other than Mary Lanning. I'm Regina Anderson, RN, Manager of Cardiac Diagnostics and Cath Lab at Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.